Welcome back to The Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Brooklyn Raga Massive is an artist collective dedicated to creating cross-cultural understanding through the lens of Indian classical and raga-inspired music. It's comprised of forward-thinking musicians rooted in both traditional Indian and South Asian classical music, as well as cross-cultural raga-inspired music. This Saturday, November 3rd, Brooklyn Raga Massive will be at Hudson Hall in Hudson, New York, playing a live film score to the 1973 animated sci-fi classic Fantastic Planet. Neil Mergai, Eric Fraser, and David Allen Bogan from Brooklyn Raga Massive join us now to tell us more. David, Eric, Neil, welcome to the roundtable. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having us, Sarah.
Thank you.
Before we speak about the event at Hudson Hall, let's talk a little bit about Brooklyn Raga Massive generally first. Tell me about the founding and what else people should know about it to get a kind of handle on it.
Brooklyn Raga Massive is a collective of musicians who are inspired by Indian classical music. For 6.5 years, we've had a weekly concert series in Brooklyn where we feature either Indian classical music or bands that have some Indian element to them. And then we have a jam session. And through that jam session, we've developed a really strong community of raga music lovers, both musicians and fans of the music. And we've gone on to form a 501c3 nonprofit. And then have a big repertoire of different music. Like we have a tribute to John Coltrane, Raga Coltrane, John and Alice Coltrane. And we do Terry Riley's In C, which we did at Hudson Hall last year with a big group of 20 musicians. We're the first group of kind of mostly Indian instrumentalists and singers to perform in Terry Riley's In C. We do about 70 concerts a year, actually. So we've become really prolific after many years. It's really taken off.
Let's take a one little step back and have you explain what raga music is.
Sure. Well, raga is essentially the melody of Indian music. The rhythmic part would be called tala. Raga is melodies. There are hundreds of ragas. There are different moods, colors. Actually, the meaning of raga is a Sanskrit word which means color of mind. So different ragas have different shapes and forms. Most of us have studied deeply in the traditional way of playing Indian music. Many of us in India in the traditional way. There are morning ragas, there are evening ragas, there are afternoon and night. So there's traditionally a time of day aspect to it. Lends itself very well to creative improvisation. It's sort of like a really, really amazing science of mood and music and tuning. The tuning is different than what we're generally used to hearing in Western music, with smaller or larger intervals between notes, a lot of really, really special tuning, fine tuning, and microtonal tuning as well that comes through the notes. So it's really, really a huge subject, of course.
Yeah.
In a nutshell, that would be what raga is.
How old is the tradition of raga music?
Very old.
Very old.
Yeah, it's said to be many thousands of years old, but the way it's been practiced now is it's constantly changing and evolving. I mean, it's said to be very traditional, but it's far different from the way it was performed like 100 years ago, say. If you hear a performance 100 years ago and now, it would be very different. But still, the essence of the ragas is there, the essence of the idea of raga music.
How do each of you come to play Indian instrumentation and Indian music and come to be a part of this collective?
I'll speak first. I play bansuri flute. That's an Indian flute. I picked it up in Calcutta in India in 2003. I started learning from my teacher, Guruji Gopal Roy. And that's really a very traditional relationship between teacher and student. So like living in the home and really being in that for many years studying with him.
I also went to India to study in 1994. It was my first.
Which sounds so recent, but it was kind of a while ago now.
Yeah, it was after I finished college as an adult, if you could call straight out of college being an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And then I lived in India for some time. I started learning sitar after I'd learned some guitar before that, and trombone was my first instrument, actually. But then somehow, 25 years later, I'm some professional sitarist and have picked up some overtone singing and some percussion along the way. And now I study with my teacher, Pandit Krishna Bhatt, who spends his time between New York and Jaipur, India.
Yeah, and this is David here. I came in completely backwards into this music. I have a radio show in New York City. I started out as a producer of music, and I worked for a guy named George Ween, who started the Newport Jazz Festival.
Heard of it?
You heard of it, yeah. He actually started festivals, actually, in America. Before him, there was only classical music festivals, and he did Newport Jazz Festival in 1954. Was the first festival.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Yeah.
And he started New Orleans Jazz Festival. Anyway, I worked for him for a while, took a year off to travel, and I ended up in India, and I studied with a guy named Debashish Bhattacharya, one of the great slide guitarists, one of the greatest slide guitarists in the world, hands down. And when I came back, there was only, I was the only guy with a radio show who was really interested in Indian classical music. So I started letting anybody who played an Indian instrument come live and play on the show, just so I could see what they looked like. That's over the years, I got to know all these great musicians and great people. And slowly, two things happened. One, the show hit a critical point where soon we ended up doing 24 hours of Indian Raga live on the radio,
mm-hmm.
which is now a big festival called Raga's Live Festival. And then slowly my musical skills got okay, where on on certain projects like this, or some of our projects that we do with African musicians or Cuban musicians, I could find a place for myself, you know, with my limited knowledge of Indian classical music, to kind of work on these collaborations like this movie coming up.
Well, we really like to expand the fold beyond Indian classical music. You know, we, especially in the jam session, it depends on who's in the house. You know, we're welcome to collaborate with many different musicians from all stripes around the world.
How loose is the jam session, or how regulated? How does it go? How does it happen? And I'm sure that's different depending on the week or the month.
Yeah, it's always different depending on who's there. You know, if there's sometimes there's some very serious Indian classical musicians, maybe some maestro that is there for the first, even last night in our jam session, there was a maestro from South India. And I said, do you want to just do a solo thing, the first thing? And then a beatboxer stepped up right after that. And then a jazz drummer who also plays tabla, a saxophone player who also plays Indian bansuri, and a jazz pianist just stepped up and did a thing. And then some Indian singers kind of joined that, and it became this funky South Indian vibe. So it can be all over the place depending on the musicians there. And that has inspired, you know, what we've gone to produce, you know, shows like this one and the Coltrane one and other big shows have all kind of emerged out of that jam session vibe. And all of us have been in our careers have been experienced in, you know, mixing the melting pot, so to speak.
Yeah, I would also add that this concept of having a jam session is a very Brooklyn idea. It's not a very Indian idea. You know,
okay.
Traditionally, there's different gharanas and people are from different schools, and the performance is a generation ago, you wouldn't perform until you were in your 40s. You know, it's a very serious kind of thing. So when Neil and Eric kind of introduced this concept of having a raga jam session,
inspired by the jazz jam session.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That this was a very new thing, and it kind of was like the lightning that hit all these other kind of chemicals that made this musical life possible.
The event at Hudson Hall is Brooklyn Raga Massive playing a live score to the 1973 film Fantastic Planet. Tell me more about this event.
This film was directed by René Laloux,
mm-hmm.
and it actually has a classic score by Alain Gorégé, a very 70s soundtrack, right?
Oh, I see.
A lot of that. It's really classic
sound. It's sort
of
porny, is what you're telling me.
You can say, yeah.
And we were actually invited by Northern Spires, a record label we work with, and they produced our NC record, Terrarelli's NC. And they were curating a series of different bands playing live soundtracks to movies.
Mm-hmm.
And so my wife actually selected Fantastic Planet. She is the executive director of Brooklyn Raga Massive, actually, Seema Pandya. she's like, have you guys seen this movie? And we're actually all sci-fi fans, so it really made sense. We most of us were not familiar with the movie, but we are sci-fi fans, so it really kind of struck a nerve in the right places. And it's an animated French film, co-French Czech production. You know, it's taking place on another world where these creatures, the Drogs, are these huge giants, and they have humans, which are called Ohms. And the Ohms are like pets to the humans. And in the real movie, it's spoken in French, and we, you know, English subtitles for us here. But we're going to have that all that sound off, so we'll have just the subtitles will be there to read there, and there'll be a little overtone singing for the voices and other sounds, as well as we're going to incorporate raga, of course, some jazz, a little bit of from David over there.
That I can do.
Is the score improvised?
The score will be mostly improvised. If you look at our score, it's, you know, I went through the movie and selected each scene. I kind of named each scene and said, okay, we're going to do this one rag here. We'll do another rag here. Okay, the percussion comes in here, comes out here. We'll have the funky Pink Floyd groove over here. And otherwise, we're just improvising with this basic skeleton.
Have you done it before this performance?
Yes, we did it that one time a couple years ago. And now we've gotten a chance to develop it some more and really analyze the movie some more and get some more ideas flowing on it.
Yeah, it's kind of a psychedelic classic.
Yeah.
Because it's this movie made in the 70s. In fact, a guy told me this funny story that he first saw it in elementary school. They brought it out, and it said in Chicago schools in the 80s, they would give McDonald's sometimes and show them, and they thought it was like a typical cartoon movie. But then, and as soon as in the first scene you see like a human breast, like the film reel was like, it screeched to a halt.
It's a little risque for the kids.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But and that's that kind of territory, the psychedelic area, is one thing that we have kind of fun exploring, and that I think actually raga music in general is really, it might be the original psychedelic music. I mean, one, Eric pointed out that it's called To Color the Mind, so right there you got a match. But also the sound of the tanpura, it's this drone instrument in which it's designed so that the overtones of the sounds emerge. So within a single note, you start hearing all these other mathematical overtones emerging. And that sound quality takes you to another planet. So, for us, this is like a really fun match of like a really psychedelic, fun, spirited movie. And that's kind of very much in the spirit of what we do musically.
This is a little bit superficial, but I'm going to ask it anyway because I'm wondering. Do all three of you like the movie?
Oh, yeah. It's okay. Amazing. And it gets better with repeated watches.
Eric saw it the most recently. He's the newest to it. What do you think, Eric?
I do like it. I like it. Okay. I have to say, I think maybe these guys like it more than me, but mm-hmm. I do think that I liked it a lot.
Great.
At this point, I've kind of studied it, watched it over, and taken notes on it. And actually, it has a lot to say about contemporary society because the Drogs, these huge blue creatures, they keep the humans as pets. Then when the humans start to revolt and escape, then they're talking about genocide of trying to wipe out the de-omization and. There's some things that they're saying in these government meetings that they show that is like positively just straight out of what's happening in our government
right now.
A
little too contemporary.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's almost too contemporary.
You have a couple other musicians joining you. Do you want to tell us about them?
Sure. We have an amazing shakuhachi and trumpet player named Aaron Schreg. He's going to be playing his instruments through a whole bunch of electronics, which will kind of change the colors of what he does. And he has an amazing project with one of the greatest guitarists in the world, Ben Maunder. We have a tabla player named Roshni Samlal. Tabla is like the main kind of rhythmic instrument in North Indian classical music. And we have Anjana Swaminathan, an amazing Carnatic violin, South Indian violin player.
We got Adam.
Oh, Adam Maloof, yeah.
Who plays handpan, frame drums, and other percussion. And then, of course, ourselves. We've got Eric Fraser on bansuri, mm-hmm. David on guitar, effects, and loops, and yours truly, Neil Murgai, on sitar, and also overtone singing with the looping and some effects. And
I'll have a 32-inch gong with me, too.
And Mari to play live.
Oh, right. Home. Yeah, she's playing that incredible instrument, the tampura, which it's just drone. It just creates drone, but it's about a 5-foot resonating pumpkin with a hollow neck, and it creates that incredible drone.
On the stage, is the movie on a screen behind you and we can see you playing too, I hope?
Yes,
I hope.
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, we'll be set up so that we're kind of facing the film.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you'll see us on the side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of facing. It's slightly turned in.
Have we sold you on this?
Oh, yeah. No, good. I'm in.
It's going to be so fun.
It sounds incredible. Brooklyn Raga Massive, playing a live improvised score with Fantastic Planet at Hudson Hall, Saturday, November 3rd, 7 p.m. Links to more information will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. You guys, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah.
Real pleasure.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.